Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I've got you for 2 hours today. This is good. At least I can, you know, instead of just feeling like I'm just getting started and then the show's over, nope, I'm going to spend a little time with you, okay? And we're going to do our best to clean up and cover some of the issues that we haven't covered in the last couple of days. I did a little of that yesterday. The day before that, we had Tommy Robinson, the troubler from the UK, with us and warning us of what's happening over there because they are completely overtaken by the Muslims in that particular country. Notice the first thing that happened is they were demoralized. Remember back in the 70s and the 80s how the Englishmen were taking on everything and anything? They had Boy George. They had Elton John. The list goes on. They were all sodomites. And I've warned of this 1,000 times over. When you accept what the Lord condemns, it's just a matter of time before destruction follows. And if you look at the homosexual lobby, what are they doing? Unbeknownst to them, because they're too blind, they don't want to listen to a guy like me. And I've reached out to them 1.5 million times. They want to reject the word of God. They want to spit against heaven. They're surely going to fall on their backs. What they don't realize is that they're making way for the Muslims right behind them, playing the exact same way that they do in getting their way. What do? They play the victim, right? They play the victim as they attack. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. So the homosexuals do it first. Our laws condemn sodomy in this country, in every state. And then what do the Muslims do? They come right behind it. Everybody ignoring the law come right behind it. And what do? They establish themselves upon the heads of those that had made way. That's why you always see the sodomites working hand in glove with the Muslims. They're political battering rams that are being used to upend the U.S. Constitution. If you want to put that in the light of our forefathers and the quotes that they have made, like that of the second president of the United States of America, John Adams, he said, "Our Constitution is made for a moral and a Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." And so here we have it over in the U.K. It's beginning to make its way here in America. Folks, they're trying to catch up over here in America. Rest assured. Not only do we have 35 jihadi camps in America today, Fox News, CNN reported on it, fair reports, good reports back in 2009, but now your borders are wide open. They have the American people distracted concerning what's going on over there in Israel with Hamas. The American people falling for it hook, line, and sinker, not paying attention to the fact that it's your government that is funding both Hamas and Israel as the CIA controls. Mockingbird media continuously promulgates and continuously pushes as they beat on the old path for another war, right? Well, hopefully, if our conversation comes back to that, we'll talk about that a little bit more. But friends, we need to pay attention as to what's going on, because my remedy to all of this concerning what's going on, speaking of Hamas and Israel, if the powers that are tolerated by the American people trust them enough to believe them as to what they have to say concerning Israel and Hamas, they deserve exactly what they get. But if they want a war, then they can go themselves, because I'm not going and my kids are not going. Our Constitution does not give permission for our said government, our representative limited government, our representative government, to go ahead and police the world. You have 737 military bases worldwide in over 142 countries, America. Did you know that? And you know how they took over? You know how they conquered those countries? They convinced the American people that they needed to be conquered because of the madmen that they have in office. And you got to ask yourself the question, who are the madmen? This isn't an empire, friends. We're to be ruled by law, not by the laws of men. The fact of the matter is we got to get back to who we are under God, because if we don't, it's all going to go. Rest assured. Read Jeremiah 6:16. So, anyways, with that said, friends, I wanted to cover one more thing, too. Listening to the intro on what they call conservative radio today, and their said news feed, it's propaganda coming from today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals. Matthew 5:13, they're good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot, basically parroting what the propagandists are reporting and promulgating. And what was it? Well, we just heard another said representative that wants to run for the Democratic ticket, which does not exist constitutionally, and he wants to bring about change. Whenever you hear the word change, friends, I don't want change. I want reformation. I want to say it again. I don't want change. I want reformation. And I want to say this in a positive and in a word of encouragement, friends. We don't need more laws. We need good men to enforce the ones that we have. We don't need man's 10,000 commandments. We need God's 10. And we need good men to enforce them, period. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less, so we can enjoy our freedoms. And freedom is what we are lacking in this country. But the good news is we still have the freedom to do the right thing. But here's the point. Right during the break, teeing it up for the show, you heard another said representative, not for himself, but of special interest groups, talking about the change that he wants to bring. What does the Bible say about change? It tells us to go back to the old paths, Reformation, Jeremiah 6:16. What does it tell us about those that are calling for change? Well, go to Proverbs 24:21. What does it say? Do not join with those rebellious officials. They're not officials, they're representatives, okay? Another translation says, don't associate with them. They're rebels. Another translation, don't join with those who do otherwise. Okay? Another one says, don't associate with the rebellious. What are they talking about? We're not to depart from the living God. And the way that we hold to the living God is we hold to His Word. Another translation, do not associate with those that are given to change. Here's the King James Version. Do not meddle with them that are given to change. And this is all we hear. Change, change, change. Or how about this one? Even around this useful idiot that was calling for change, what are they talking about? There's always some sort of crisis going on. You ever notice that? The media is always talking crisis. And the government's right there to put the cameras and the microphones right back up to those useful idiots, the clowns in the circus of politics, to do what? Talk about the change that they want as well. We always have to hurry up and blindly follow behind whatever the government says and does. Baloney. We are the government. They do what we delegate authority for them to do and nothing more. Period. Nothing more. That's who you are, America. If you want them to take over and let them do the things that they have done over the last how many years in this country, then keep letting them do it. But here's the thing. We were warned by William Pitt the Younger when he said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of your freedoms. It is the argument of tyrants, okay? It is the creed of slaves. We better understand the language of the Word of God and hear the voice of the prophets. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, Patriot Group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking on social media platforms right now. We just got back from St. Louis, Missouri last week where we did a speaking engagement with the National Constitution Party. Mike Flynn happened to be there. I had some strange happenings, and I'm answering some people on social media platforms right now. We had some strange happenings there, friends. Not so much for me, but those that were on the inside. I was to be the main speaker of the event. Mike was supposed to basically get up and talk on Friday, and I had the main stage on Saturday. Well, I ended up having the main stage on Friday, and he took it on Saturday. I wanted to be the cleanup guy to follow up concerning some of the things that may have been talked about, because we know that there's some things that are pretty heretical around that guy. He ended up playing the shill for Donald Trump at a Constitution Party. I'm not making this up. Constitution Party and participants, you might want to open your eyes and understand that you're supposed to be the Constitution that we are concerning the enumerated laws that we are to uphold in this country. And when you get caught up bringing in a guy like that to go ahead and play the shill for Donald Trump, people are sick and tired of that. But it's, folks, it's a sad day in America when that's when the Constitution Party, and that's what it has become. And it's not all of them, but the National Party better get their theology right and their doctrines right. And in this particular case, their doctrines, friends, because they are off base in doing so. And so with that said, friends, that's what took place last week. And I gave them what I gave them. And I'm not there to compromise. You know what compromise is, folks, where two men get together and they both agree on what was wrong. Nope, I held to the Constitution, which is predicated upon the Word of God. That's why on this show we continuously make reference to what President Andrew Jackson said, the seventh president, 150 years ago, when he said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Okay? I'm going to show you some stuff on social media platforms, and if you'd like to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side, subscribe to that page, SOL Radio Live on the top of that page, and you will find what I'm about ready to show you also on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, or if you have to add two to the topic, that's great. If you want to contend, we can do that too, Jude 3 and 4. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. Cool? Great. All right, let's get to it. Senate passes. I'm not making this up. I'm not making this up. And again, if I didn't laugh, I'm so indignant with what people settle for in their government. But my next headline is this, and you'll understand why I just said that. Senate passes to ban federal mask mandates on commercial flights in public transit. Wait a second. The Senate passes an amendment to ban federal mask mandates. So here's where they depend upon those that don't know the difference. They never had the authority to make anybody put one on their face in the first place. See, this is what gets me mad. I got kicked off of Delta, friends, because I wasn't going to play along with the Gestapo. And I can guarantee you, friends, that's exactly what caught up to them, that they had to go ahead and pass what they call an amendment to ban something that is unconstitutional in the first place. Your government doesn't have any business whatsoever to tell you to put a mask on your face or to inject a needle into your arm to take in their poison, friends. They have zero authority. And yet I've said it 1,000 times from this microphone. I've said it 1,000 times over the last 3 years in public speaking engagements. And yet I continuously heard people, well, I better do it or else. You know, I better do it or else. No, I'm telling you what you're serving there, and you're serving your fear, the fear of man. And I want to tell you what, that is your God right there. If you went along to go along, it shows you who you serve. Because over the last 3 years in this ministry, we didn't change a thing. No, as a matter of fact, Delta had to change what they were doing because we weren't going to put up with it. And apparently enough people in this country said no more to this garbage. Senate passes an amendment. I want you to think about this. Well, you know what, Bradley? I know those guys over there, they know better, do they? Aren't you complaining about them 24/7? What do you mean? I thought you said, because you act accordingly to your hypocrisies, because it stands in contrast to your profession. I thought you said you didn't trust them. I thought you were complaining about what they were doing over there. I thought you said they didn't have the authority. Then why are you going along with it, Romans 1:18? Senate passes an amendment. Folks, if it looks like law, has the color of law, smells like law, apparently, according to the American people, it's law. But let me tell you this. The Senate had no constitutional authority to create an amendment that is not congruent with the U.S. Constitution in the first place. This is done for false pretenses. They want you to believe that they're in your corner and they're fighting for you and they hear your voice. Here's the other kicker. You ready for this? 3 years later, the damage is done. The damage is done. Let me say it one more time, a different way. Has the color of law, the look of law, smells like law, but let me be the first one to tell you, it's not law. Did you hear what I said? It's not law. They never had a law to make reference to enforce you to wear a mask that the manufacturers themselves said didn't work. I know a lot of you are just shameless and you don't like to be told the truth, but you know the truth. But you won't come to the truth, at least publicly you won't, because you know what I'm telling you is true. How many times and how many politicians have I had on this show where I asked them to make reference to it or I had to tear down what they were telling us because it wasn't constitutional? Constantly. I've had attorneys on the show. I've had judges on the show that were talking outside of their scope of authority. Americans, it's not hard to know. Just because they're being paid to do what they're doing, and they should be knowing what they're doing according to the Constitution that they swore to uphold, I'm just here telling you that's not what they're doing, and I'm doing it publicly as well. Hey, folks, looks like law, smells like law, has the color of law, but guess what? It's not law. Looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks like a duck doesn't mean it's a duck. They never had the constitutional authority in the first place, nor do they have the constitutional authority to pass an amendment to ban federal mask mandates. Why? Because there's never no law that stated they could do so in the first place. So why did they have to create an amendment? Because they wanted to, under false pretenses, again, as I said, convey to you, again, under false pretenses, that they're doing you a favor and that they're in your corner. No, they're not. No, they're not. Not in any sense of the word are they in your corner. Folks, you know as well as I do, if they were in your corner, we wouldn't be where we're at today in any sense of the word. But here we are. Speaking of being in your corner, friends, I hope you probably all seen this, right? Did you see a Chicago meeting turns ugly as residents protest planned migrant camp in local neighborhood? You know what the residents are saying? Nobody asked us. No. You don't understand what a totalitarian government does. A totalitarian government rules by force. The reason they rule by force is because they have nothing to do when it comes to the law in backing what they're doing. That's called a tyrannical system of government. Americans, you all with me yet? 1-866-582-9933. The city of Chicago has been identifying viable sites across the city to construct base camps. I didn't say that. They said that. Base camps as the alternative to new arrivals sleeping outdoors. Hey, folks, with a smile on their face. With a smile on their face. Aren't these the same people that allured them into America? Yep, they are. And guess what, Americans? Now they're here. Just like I told you they were coming. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Nobody wants to listen until they're in your backyard or at your front door, Amos 6:3. You know what's so awesome about what I do, folks? Is that I know I'm right. And the way that I know that I'm right is I hold to the prophets. And I see the blessings and the cursings found in Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. And I can see what happens when we hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. There's 15 blessings, Deuteronomy 28, starting 1 through 15. And what happens if we don't do or hearken diligently, listen carefully to his commandments? Well, then the curses fall upon our nation, and one of them happens to be that the foreigner will be made the head, and you will be made the tail. So now that we're this far, that they're in your backyard, it's just a matter of time before you're working for them, because you refuse to take heed to the Word of God. And no, I'm not talking to anybody else but those that are listening to me, just for the record. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. News update. New this Saturday, the manhunt in Maine over.
Robert Card, the man wanted after killing 18 people and injuring 13 others in a deadly mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, has been located by law enforcement and has been found dead. I'm Tim Berg.
A moment of silence after the names of the 18 victims read out loud at a news conference.
Joseph Lawrence Walker.
This Saturday morning, the Israeli Air Force pummeling the northern portion of the Gaza Strip. The IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, expanding operations to wipe out Hamas terrorists. 229 Israeli hostages still being held against their will.
Fresh explosions have been reported in Gaza following Israeli forces' execution of another ground operation against Hamas. Israel has stated that they employed troops, fighter jets, drones, and armored vehicles to target Hamas installations.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Over to this because people are talking about this right now, and I want to make this your show. If you want to call in, you can. Okay, guys, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I see the caller up there, guys, but I can't see. There you go. Okay, I'll go ahead and take Bill. Before I hit this next point, I want to address what you're asking about right now. Some people are saying, what do we do about this? I've given the answer 1 million times on the show. And I don't know what it is. People don't hear. I just sincerely do not understand. If you love your freedoms and someone threatens those freedoms by transgressing the law, I don't have to tell anybody else as to what they're supposed to do to ensure that they have a freedom that remains. They deal with those that are transgressing law. 1 John 3:4. How do you do that with your said representatives? Listen carefully. You impeach them. Because when it comes to the illegals, and I trust that's what you're addressing here, friends, when they were bringing and alluring illegals into the country, as they are doing right now, that is an act of treason. Article 3, Section 3. Also look up 1825 USAC Code. It's federal law. If one of these said illegals comes into America, governors, mayors, it doesn't matter, It applies to me and you, too, and it applies all the more to them. When they allure them into the country on your dime, your welfare dollars, if they come into America and commit a crime, the governors and the mayors are lawfully responsible for those that they allured into this country. That is secondary to the fact that they've already committed the act of treason. They're aiding and abetting those that are coming into this country. I do want to say this real quick. Let me insert this right into this little bitty conversation real quick. This is the judgments of God. This is the finger of God. This isn't man doing what he thinks he's getting away with right now. No, no, no. It has nothing to do with that. This is judgment upon a nation that refuses to listen to the Lord. That's where we're at today. And I was just talking about that during the end of the last segment. But I do want to say your resolve is this. If you want resolute answers, this is how you preserve your freedoms. You impeach them. Article 2, Section 4, U.S. Constitution. After you impeach them, you prosecute them for their crimes committed against we the people. There's 329.5 million people in this country allowing the crimes of 1.7% of the population. The media is just blowing them up to be bigger than what they are. I want to say this before I pull up Bill. We went to a different part of the state yesterday, and I see this all over the country. Are you people paying attention to all of the apartment buildings that are going up, all the condos, the townhomes, the smaller homes? Are you paying attention to the fact that these people are not only being allured into America, but they're also giving them welfare dollars for their homes, for their cars, for food stamps? They're stealing those that work, you and me. They're stealing our money, and they are giving that money to those that have not, that are being allured into your country illegally. I want to make clear you all understand the definition of treason. And if you're getting indignant right now, you should, because we're talking about your country. Well, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about our country. You're beginning to see them all across the United States of America. And I want to say, too, the Bible is clear that we are to love the stranger. Indeed, man, let's love the stranger. Why? Because we're all mutts. We're all immigrants to this great nation of ours under God, right? Psalm 33, verse 12. But we are lovers to strangers that are coming in here to assimilate. To those that are coming into this country lawfully. If they're doing anything else nefariously, like the Middle Eastern Muslims coming into America or other countries like we were talking about with Tommy Robinson, they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. That is treason. And the Bible tells us in Judges 5:8 that when there's foreigners within the gate or other gods within the gate, there's going to be war. So prepare for war. If you want peace, prepare for war, because we're in it now. Americans wanted to keep playing politics for the last 60 and 70 years in this country. Now it's at your front door. And how these same politicians that are put up right now are the ones that have been playing games. Now they see that the damage is done. Now they want to play the other side of that, and they want to play the hero and say, well, look, do you notice what's happening here? Hey, folks, Ted Cruz is the one they're putting up right now. His wife is a part of NAFTA. You got to pay attention to what this sleight of hands. They're Judases. They've sold you out. I would love to get old Teddy on the show. Let's get the little constitutional scholar on the show. The man has five offices in the United States of America. He thinks he's a rock star, and he does nothing but talk big and never, ever delivers. He's another appeaser, is what he is. Hey, folks. The rubber's meeting the road, isn't it? I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but the fact of the matter is the rubber's meeting the road, right? Because now, going back to the illegals that are being allured in by governors and mayors, they're in your backyard, aren't they? And what right on cue are they doing? They're distracting you with Israel and Hamas. And again, let me reiterate that point while I'm speaking to that, and then we'll take Bill real quick. Your government's funding both sides of that war. And the CIA-controlled narrative is being driven right down the center to create another war. And I'm telling you, Americans, send them. Send them to the war that they're creating. Okay? That's how the war is going to end. I'm tired of politicians. I'm tired of seeing our boys in Arlington Cemetery being buried after they come back from another unconstitutional war. Oh, and you think Bradley Dean just said something out of tune here? Oh, no, you didn't hear me say anything out of tune. I am all about our military, more so than probably 99.9% of those people in this country, due to the fact that I come from a military family. But what I'm sick and tired of is our boys used as political pawns. And I didn't say that. Henry Kissinger, the known war criminal in other countries that sits next to the president, corporate America, in Washington, D.C., he's the one that said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used as foreign policies. They want a war. Let's send them, friends. I strongly suggest that the American people take heed. Let's send them. They want a war. Let's send them. You guys all remember back during Vietnam how the war ended, right? Everybody got a draft card, but when the children of those in Congress received their draft cards, it was time to stop the war. Anybody had enough yet? Yep, me too. We got Bill calling in from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bill. What say you, my friend?
Oh, thank you, Bradley. You said it right. Civis pacem, parabellum, right? If we want peace, we do have to prepare for war. And I hear a lot of people asking the question, what do we do? What do we do? Because no one will impeach him, et cetera, et cetera. And I want to encourage everybody a little bit. I'll give you a little success story. In my little area, my little township, we had a tyrant supervisor out here that was seated in the township and didn't even live here, right, in clear violation of the law. And I called him out at a meeting one time, and I had one other guy come with me out of 4,700 people. Mm-hmm. And in three meetings, we chased that guy right out. We wouldn't tolerate it here, and I'm not going to tolerate it anywhere else for that matter if I know about it. But I gave a speech back in 21 regarding people's backyards, and it's true we may not have enough people to stand up or that are ready to stand up and take on a federal level, let alone a state level. But, guys, I mean, you've got corruption in your own backyards. We can't go around cleaning somebody else's yard until our own is clean. And when our own yard is clean and we start cleaning up our local areas, people are going to take notice and they're going to see that we do in fact mean what we say and that we're willing to go out there and stop this madness. And people are going to start coming asking questions. They're going to want to know what power you have behind you, not, you know, sitting on the couch behind your keyboard, being little paper tigers, as you say, Bradley. That doesn't interest any people at all.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Justice guards our liberties, and this is what I'm talking about, even naming the show today. People must become resolute if they want change, reformation. And the fact of the matter is everybody's looking for the answers except the ones that you just gave, Bill. You just told us that you just drove an individual out from office that was there unconstitutionally, illegally. He was a criminal. You said two people showed up out of how many people? 4,700
people.
4,700 people. Two people showed up. What's the problem with your country, America? There it is right there. There you have it. I'll give you the last word, Bill.
So that all said, America, we need to get to work. We are so divided between patriot organizations and groups and memberships and all sorts of different political parties. I'm saying we need to unite. Put party politics aside. It's completely absurd. It's inane what we're seeing amongst the parties. And you even brought up the Constitution Party. I'm chairing the state of Michigan. We're trying to make some changes around here, but there continues to be political idolatry that we see all over the place.
That's what it is. Yep.
And it's time that we all unite together, not as party affiliation, not as, organization affiliation, but as men and women of God. We need to stand up in the power of His might and let Him do the work through us. Not just lean on a shovel and wait for a hole to be dug, but we need to start digging ourselves.
That's right. That's exactly right. And again, here we are. Can it be done? Oh, my goodness, Bill. Look to our forefathers. And it shows you that the Lord doesn't need a majority to prevail, just a minority, that no flesh should glory in his presence. So with that, for the sake of time, I was going to make that point, but I got a hard break coming up on me. Bill, thank you, brother, from another mother. I totally appreciate you. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I know a lot of you people, you just like to push over talk show hosts. I'm just here to tell you that's not us. And if you want to go ahead and start posting other stuff to pull them from our site over to someone else's site, and one of the moderators cuts you off, that's your bad, not ours. People are coming over here to listen to the show, okay? Not your show, not to drive traffic to you and your channels, so your beg your pardon doesn't apply here. I'm telling you what the deal is. You're not doing that here. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We got Stacy calling in from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stacy?
Thank you for all you're doing. May God bless you and... We are more than they want us to know. They're doing so much behind our backs.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring to light, there was an illegal from Kenya. I believe his name was Masmara or something like that. He was murdering and stealing jewelry from old women in the nursing homes as a CNA. They found out he would do in 3 months. They would have three or eight dead women, all kind of laid flat, and their jewelry missing. And finally, they figured it out in Dallas. Yep. I believe was it, but he'd been doing it for a while. They don't even know how many people he'd been murdering, these poor elderly women, and stealing their jewelry. And yep. That's how they figured it out. Somebody looked into it, but I mean, think of how many he did before this. And they're lying to people. The whole medical group knew, you know, they're all laying flat. Makeup in the pillow, no autopsies, and I won't support any political party at this point. I'm going to go for you, people like you, who are God-fearing and standing up. And, yeah, we're not throwing our vote away. We're letting them know we're not going to be... We're not going to go along with this.
Amen. Hey, Stacey, I wanted to say this. They're all God-fearing, they'll tell you. But what they do...
No.
I said they'll tell you. Okay? They'll tell you they're God-fearing until they get there. And then once they get there, they capitulate. They give up. They forfeit more and more and more because they don't want to offend anybody, say they. But they're okay with being offended by illegals being drawn in by the same people that they refuse to stand up against that are killing off older people. And it's not just the older people. These individuals that are being lured into America, they're bringing their culture with them. And I want to say this as well. If they're coming across the border illegally, they already broke the law. What do you think they're going to do once they get into America? It's exactly what you're talking about right now. And it continues on. And I want to say this too. You're in Minnesota here, Stacey. I don't know how many prosecutors, how many judges, how many politicians that talk the talk, or sheriffs that talk the talk, but when it's time for them to do something, they're nowhere to be found. They're out of sight and they're out of mind. They're called in the Bible the mystery of iniquity. They're workers of iniquity, and yet those that are Christ's, they have departed from iniquity. And again, I don't understand what they don't understand, that God is not going to just overlook their compromises. No, the Lord said that he would not allow them to take his name in vain, for he would not hold them guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And that's what we're talking about right now. The fact of the matter is, judgments are falling upon us right now because of what the Christians in this country are tolerating. And I'll end with this, Stacey, and I'll give you the last word. Finney was right in the 1700s. God's going to bless this nation, or he's going to curse this nation according to the steps that Christians take. And if Christians stand back and expect the Lord to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves, they're reading a different Bible, Stacey, but that's the version that they're listening to today. And that's why we're under the judgments of God and why we are in trouble and why our country is being turned into hell.
Well, the good news is that Masmara guy in Dallas got prosecuted. They wouldn't give him the death penalty because he was from Kenya. For some reason, they don't get it.
Yeah.
But he went to jail, and I guess they killed him because he was just a psychopath. I guess he tried to do something to, you know, in there. But the good news also is I'm standing up, and I'm sharing the gospel wherever I go.
Amen.
And, you know, that is the answer. It's a... People act like, oh, well, there's nothing. That is a huge thing.
Yeah.
Because every time you confront someone with their sin and let them know there is an answer, maybe one will turn from their sin, you know. And guess what? Those people, when they know that they've been saved and they're truly repentant, they're on our side. Doesn't matter where they come from. They will come to Christ. And then they're our brother and sister, and we have to just keep going. I went to a sheriff in town, and I said, do you see what's going on at the Capitol? That's a crime. There's a little boy being groomed right in front of our eyes by Tim Walz. He should be arrested.
That's
nothing.
Right. Amen.
They ignore it. And
that's
how
exactly
long,
right.
I mean, we need our own government then.
That's what we are, the government, and we need what we need is, in if you look at the Declaration of Independence, it tells us right there, if these things that are happening today are happening today, we're to basically go back to the way that our founders established it and take the scruff of the neck of those criminals that think that they're going to go ahead and rule and usurp over the top and overreach over the top of those laws found within the Constitution. What did Lincoln said? Of all people, Lincoln said, it's not our job to overthrow the Constitution, it's our job to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution, and it's exactly what we should be doing today. I thank God for you, Stacey, and I'm glad that you're out there because we need a lot more women like you, because I see women across the country, but I do want to say this and make it an appeal to the men, too. The women are looking for you, men. They're looking for you to stand up and be the man that God has called you to be, so you need to get up off your little keisters from the couch, watching a bunch of full-grown men fight over a pig ball wearing tights. You should be ashamed of that and that alone. If that's not enough to get you up, I don't know what it is. But your country is under siege right now. And again, your children are looking to you to stand up and fight off the wolves if you're willing to do so. With that, I equate that to what Ben Franklin said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour you. And that is, in fact, what is happening here in this country today. So we got about 3 minutes on this segment. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to tell you folks something that Stacey had just talked about concerning the illegals coming into America. This is not by chance that this is happening. Keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama, Governor Newsom, the little communist out from California. It's interesting that they were releasing tens of thousands of felons back onto the streets. You all do know this, right? Under the guise of, Gavin Newsom was under the guise of COVID, releasing felons back onto the streets, and now they're alluring them from other countries, those that hate America, those that want to conquer America, those that want to destroy America. And let me remind everybody, I know people don't like hearing the truth, but it doesn't matter. And remember, truth divides because it demands a response as to which side of the fence you're going to be on, just like when Moses called forth to the people of Israel when he came down and seen that they created a golden calf. To those that are on the Lord's side, come over here, and if not, then stay over there. And then what did he tell them? He told them to pick up their sword and go take care of his brothers that would not be ruled by God. Now, that was during those particular times. We don't want war, but the fact of the matter is we are in a spiritual war, and it's going to come to a physical war if we don't respond to our duty and obligations before God and man in this country. I mean, my goodness, folks, here's the deal. The problem that we're having in this country is there's too many people that give voice to the enemy, a small number. I just seen somebody online just say again, you know what, you know who's going to destroy us now? All those call for the global warming. They're going to destroy us. I mean, listen to you people. You sicken me. You scare me. I mean, I'm glad I do not have people like you around my life. I can tell you that I would not tolerate that. That reminds me of in Numbers 13 and 14 when Joshua and Caleb were told to go up by Moses and get the good fruit of the land. And what happened? They came back and they showed all the children of Israel, 2 to 3 million was the estimation, showed them all the good fruit and said, we are well able to overcome. And what did the children of Israel say in the mass numbers? What did they say? You know what? Look how big they are. Look at all of them. They're Anakims. Man, there's no way we're able to overcome. Let's pick up stones. Let's kill them. Do you understand that God gave everything to Caleb and Joshua that their foots trotted upon? Do you understand how important it is to watch what goes in your mind and in your heart? Because whatever's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. How dare you talk about what the enemy will do when I continuously reiterate the point that you are dealing with 1.7% of 325.9 million people in this country, and yet you continuously give voice to the small number that are your enemies that mean to conquer you. Good for you. Jesus said, take heed what you hear. He said,
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.